Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us in part by Focusrite's Vocaster. The Vocaster is here. This device features auto gain to set levels quickly and easily, enhance to get your voice sounding its best in one click, and connections for your camera, phone, and so much more. Focusrite's interfaces sit at the heart of more studios than any other. Now, let your voice be heard like never before. Click the link in our show notes to get the Vocaster for yourself. We are also supported this week by Square Peg Podcast. In this show, an American suburban dad gets sucked into the bizarre world of a vengeful, one-eyed British curmudgeon on a decades-long mission to have his brother imprisoned, and things get weird. Square Peg tells a story about bitterness and the things we bury in the past. Listen at squarepegpodcast.com. Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us today. This is Sabrina B., back at it again to host Feedback with Earbuds while Arielle is away. She is back next week, though, so look forward to that. In case you haven't been listening lately, I'm the host of the Experimental Audio Scene and Living in Cycles podcasts. Happy to be here at Feedback today, and you'll hear more about me at the end of the episode. Have you ever consumed a piece of media, particularly fantasy or sci-fi of some sort, and just been left feeling down afterwards? Some fiction work transports its viewers, listeners, and readers to worlds that are magical and powerful, yet deeply disturbing and sad, dystopian. While some people love this genre of art, others prefer to consume stories that are a bit more uplifting. Enter Hope Punk. If you've never heard of Hope Punk, think of the opposite of the genre I just described, which is known as grimdark. While grimdark is a type of fantasy fiction with a subject matter that is sad, hopeless, or violent, Hope Punk counters these messages with characters that fight for goodness, radical kindness, and community unity in response to challenges. In an article by Vox about Hope Punk as a cultural spirit and literary movement, writer Asia Romano writes, and quote, "Consider the concept of hope itself, with all the implications of love, kindness, and faith in humanity it encompasses. Now, picture that swath of comfy ideas, not as a brightly optimistic state of being, but as an active political choice, made with full self-awareness that things might be bleak or even frankly hopeless, but you're going to keep hoping, loving, and being kind nonetheless." End quote. Hope Punk is about choosing hope as a radical political action, that even when things seem bleak, we can keep believing in progress and positive improvement. I don't know about you, but I think this seems like a pretty good message for our world these days. This week's podcast recommendation list brings us several stories with these inspiring messages. Our list is on the theme Hope Punk Audio Dramas, and it's curated by Tal Minear, a podcast producer at Realm Media. In a moment, Tal will tell us about their podcast picks and work as a podcast producer. After that, we've got podcaster Newt Shadalkati to tell you about our Spotlight podcast pick, Mini Marconis. Then you'll hear a message from our newsletter and podcast coordinator, Nina Joss. Finally, I'll share some podcast community updates that you won't want to miss. Here's Tal with this week's podcast recommendations. Hit the tape!
I'm Tal Minear, fiction podcast producer, sound designer, and voice actor. I make the shows Side Questing, What Will Be Here, Someone Dies in This Elevator, and several more hiding around. I picked the theme Hope Punk Audio Dramas. As you may have guessed, I listen to a lot of fiction podcasts, so I wanted a list that featured these shows that I love. Hope punk is a word that means a lot of things. But to me, hope punk shows are about making the best of the worst. These shows are all stories about the end of a world with characters that persevere despite it. They're bittersweet, hopeful, dystopian, inspiring, and heartfelt, all wrapped up into one. These audio dramas remind me that even when the world is on fire and feels terrible, there are still many good things inside of it. The first show I picked was Null and Void. It's a serial podcast about a malicious tech company and a mysterious voice. It's also about love and resistance and fighting the man. The next is Tales of the Echo Wood. This is a fantasy anthology show about a world's creation and looming end. The narrator tells stories to travelers new to the world of the Echo Wood, a world that this narrator desperately wants to save. It's my favorite fantasy show. The next show is What Will Be Here. It's a 10-part limited series about living on a doomed earth and building things anyway. This show was created during the pandemic, and it's set in a dystopian future that feels like the present. The next show is Desperado. It's a tale of three gods of death trapped on the same boat, initially literally, and then metaphorically. It's about fighting against invaders to preserve your identity and who you are. The last podcast on this list is Caravan. Caravan is an audio drama about going through hell with the people you love. It's exciting, romantic, and full of adventure. I hope you can come to understand my absolute love for hope punk audio dramas and maybe find something to be optimistic about this week. And if you're still listening, I'd like to promote the audio drama I mentioned way at the beginning, Someone Dies in This Elevator. Right now, we're crowdfunding our second season. You can find out more at bit.ly/SDITE. It would mean a lot if you could check us out and maybe support the show.
Thank you to Tal for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. Tal's recommendations will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at our website, earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts, just like Tal did. Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our five weekly podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. Next up, we have Newt Shalakati telling us about their new podcast, Mini Marconis, which is our spotlight pick for this week. Hit the tape.
Hey, it's Newt Shalakati, and I am so excited for Mini Marconis to be this Earbuds Spotlight pick. We are a how-to fiction podcasting mini-series created for the next generation of audio drama creators. I started my first audio drama back when I was 15 years old, and in the wake of 2020 and 2021, suddenly giving high school and college-age students a little bit of extra free time, we've seen so many young folks get into audio drama and start making their own shows. And I have a lot of experience in that respect, so I got together some of my favorite people in audio drama and created a series about how to be a fiction podcaster while still being a kid, in every sense of the word. Whether you're just getting into the medium as a younger person, or you're an old hand looking to see what's part and parcel these days, or you're a nonfiction creator who wants to see what all the fuss is about, I hope you'll learn something new from my show and also come away inspired to go out and create something, no matter how old you are.
Thanks, Newt. You can listen at minimarconis.com or on our homepage at earbuds.audio. Next, we'd like to share a message from our newsletter and podcast coordinator, Nina. Hit the tape.
Hey, It's Nina Joss, the newsletter and podcast coordinator here at Earbuds. I'm sad to announce that I'll be leaving Earbuds this week, as I have a new job I'll be starting soon. I wanted to just take a quick minute to express my gratitude to this community for all it's brought me. Working with Earbuds has been such an incredible experience. I came into this role knowing simply that I loved podcasts, but I'm leaving it with such a wider knowledge of the space and all the people in it. One of my main takeaways from this experience has been the genuine and utter kindness and generosity of the people in this industry. I've seen this come through in my conversations with our curators, podcast creators, listeners, and my very own team. So thank you all for creating a space that welcomes newbies with open arms, teaches and embraces diversity, and helps change the world with storytelling and sound. A huge, huge, huge thank you to Ariel Nissenblatt, who's been such an incredible leader, teacher, and friend during this experience. I'm so lucky to know her. I'll soon be starting a reporting position at Colorado Community Media in Denver. You can keep in touch with me and keep up with my work on LinkedIn, Twitter, or my website, all of which will be linked in the show notes of this episode. Thanks to you all. I'll see you around. And one last time, happy listening.
Nina has been writing and producing our episodes of Feedback with Earbuds, putting together our newsletter, and helping with other tasks for the Earbuds team since January. We are sad to see her go, but are so excited to see the things she is going on to create. Thank you so much for everything, Nina. Truly, we will miss you. Next up, some things you might love if you love podcasts. Someone Dies in This Elevator is a part spoiler-driven anthology, part reverse murder mystery, and part full-cast horror audio drama. They are crowdfunding $13,000 for their 11-episode second season with over 65 cast and crew members. Help this independent show pay its cast and crew. You can find the link to their crowdfunding campaign in our show notes. The audio-first media company Salt pronounced two new hires this week. Kenzie Wilbur, formerly at Luminary, joins the team as VP of Partnerships and Development, and Robert Adler, formerly at Spotify, as head of post-production. Podchaser, a platform known for organizing roles and credits for podcasters, has been acquired by Acast for $35 million. More about this acquisition and how it affects podcasters is available via the press release, which we've linked in the show notes. Before we head off, let me tell you a little bit about me, Sabrina B., your guest host for this week and the past couple of weeks. I produce and host the podcast Experimental Audio Scene, all about experimental audio and listening journeys. I also produce and host Living in Cycles, a show about embracing cyclical living in linear times. Does that concept sound like an intriguing idea, even if you're not exactly sure what it all means? I suggest starting with cyclical symbolism and fugitive space with Kristen Mathis, a great introductory and explainer episode. I've included the link for you in the show notes of this episode. Outside of the podcast, I run a website, experimentalaudioscene.com. There you can find a variety of offerings, including podcast support, hosting, consulting, producing, editing, and more. If you need some extra support with your podcast, I'd love to help. I also offer wellness workshop facilitation and tarot readings. I can accommodate one-on-one readings, group sessions, as well as private and corporate events. I'm happy to add some witchy realism to any upcoming Halloween parties. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for joining me again this week. And thank you, as always, to Ariel and the Earbuds team for having me on. We'll see you next week. And until then, happy listening.
Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.